You up for the doomsday vibe for a Saturday morning, Finn?
Definitely. Every Saturday morning is a doomsday for me.
What do you think of that? That's Chucky with Need for Speed.
It was cool, but we both agreed off mic that it was a bit scary.
It's kind of scary, isn't it?
I think when a gunshot sound effect has no reverb, it hits a lot harder.
Yeah, so real.
You know, it's not like stadium gunshots. This is like bedroom gunshots.
All right, you're here to answer problems. Help with problems.
Help.
Help. Dear Finn, I got a problem. Now I got this problem earlier this morning, and I'm not sure that you will actually be able to help with this because it's quite a big problem.
Are we ever sure?
Like it's a major problem, and it is what's the point of life?
That is a major problem, but it's a good one. You know, they say the opposite of anxiety is curiosity. That'll probably get you through the next 5 minutes. The point of life. Karen, can I ping pong with you on this one?
Yes. I mean, that's too big. I mean, really.
I mean, we've both had a share of existential questioning.
Crises. Phases.
Crises.
Yes.
Yeah. And maybe that's what this person's going through as well. I mean, the good thing is, maybe what I can say is that you won't care about what the point is the whole time, even if you don't figure it out. Once you're past this phase of existential reckoning, I don't think it'll matter as much whether you find your answer or not. How about you?
What, you're asking me?
Yeah.
All right. I sort of waver between the miracle of sperm and egg coming together.
That is a miracle.
And the what's the point of life?
Those, yeah.
So between the two. Can't answer that. Individual.
If you're in a safe, if you have a trip sitter, you could try taking magic mushrooms. Like, I think that is one way to get, like, people do report having those questions pretty firmly answered and in quite positive ways by that. But you really, it's a real matter of set and setting. So I'm not going to say that you should do that. But if you're in the right headspace and you have somebody there to make sure that you're safe, that's one potential option.
A caveat, we're not here to offer medical advice.
Don't think you should take my medical advice, but yeah, at least look into the literature around that.
Okay, so that was the big one for the morning.
Wow. I feel like I have...
Oh, dear Finn,
there you are.
I got a problem.
Sorry to interrupt you. You feel like you've got what?
Well, that's the thing. I always feel like sometimes when I go home from the Dear Finns, I have a little, like, l'esprit d'escalier moment, the spirit of the staircase. I think, okay, so this is like... The problem reveals itself to me a little bit more. And I think, oh, I wish I'd said that. So maybe we could have like a little section on the show. Actually, I have a couple of pitches for a couple of sections on Dear Finn. The first one being L'Esprit d'Escalier, Spirit of the Staircase, where I return to things when they've actually had time to rattle around in the brain. And maybe we can do that with this Meaning of Life one. We'll nail it. I reckon we're going to nail it in the next 20 minutes. But if we don't, if we come back to it and I still don't have an answer for you, maybe next week.
I don't think we're going to be nailing the meaning of life in the next 20 minutes.
Hey, don't diminish the quality of the show.
Okay, this problem, this is not a good problem. Well, yeah, it's quite a big problem. I'm being bullied by my subordinate at work. How can I get them to respect and accept me? That's no good.
It is no good. It doesn't feel good. I think sometimes people sort of just fall into bullying because it's not ever like said out loud that the other person doesn't like it. But you both know what's going on, but neither of you really wants to say it.
Do you though?
I think in this case, yeah, because you've got your typical bullies and you got your Hollywood bully. You got, give me your lunch money, Johansson. You got that guy. And then you've got people who, it's like sexual tension, but for meanness. You know, it's very under the radar. As I said, neither of you want to say it. So I think putting words to it will make this person, will snap this person out of the bully state.
They are your subordinate.
I think so, it's really easy when
interesting word to use.
Yeah, when you're somebody superordinate, I think it's really easy to forget that, you know.
Superordinate.
Imagine that's like the opposite of subordinate.
Yeah.
I reckon if you're somebody's boss, it's really easy to forget that you can actually just say to them how you're feeling and maybe that they're making you feel bad. I think a lot of people subconsciously would be like, oh, well, that would flip the script. That would make me the subordinate. And then the whole law of the jungle of the workplace would go topsy-turvy and I would lose respect. But in fact, I don't think you have to sacrifice any respect by telling this person that what they're saying is hurting your feelings. That's just straight up all goods. And you don't have to do it. I don't know. I've had a few friends in my life, you know, as a teenager, and they weren't bullies to me, but they made me feel bad repeatedly, and it made me feel like I was being bullied. I was at Disneyland in Japan with somebody on the Japan trip with me, and they kept on pointing out things on the Disneyland trip, being like, comparing them to my penis. But somehow they were all bigger than a penis. They were like big things, but somehow the joke turned into that I had a small penis. And I was fine with that, but like after a few hours of it, I was feeling bullied. And I feel like I would have wanted to. It would have been fine to just say, oh, here's the other thing. Sometimes you just have to cry. Like if you just let out a cry and look like you're really trying not to, I think they'll be like, oh my god, I'm bullying my boss, and they will stop. So either talk to them or cry. Yeah, it doesn't feel nice. But
pretty serious. Juvenile behavior from the person who was doing that, isn't it?
Definitely. But you can't. Yeah,
but annoying.
But sometimes at work, you know, sometimes you might have an insecurity about not being the boss, and so you're trying to take the boss down a peg. Everybody wants to take the boss down a peg. And then you forget that maybe you're hurting their feelings. I think if this person just realizes the magnitude of the annoyance that they're causing, the somewhat hurt that they're causing, I'd be like, yeah.
Whatever way you look at it, there's a power dynamic going on there.
Yeah.
And this person is somebody that is in the pecking order below the person who sent the text.
Yeah.
So they would be within their rights in a workplace to sit down and have a conversation with that person about it.
Yeah.
And ask them, you know, or to open up that discussion about how that's affecting them. Although that is a very, very difficult thing to do when you are the boss, because it shows some kind of, you know, weakness as a leader. So perhaps you do it by...
This is air quotes from Karen, by the way.
Yeah, perhaps you do it by example. You ignore it,
uh-huh,
and you lead by example, and your example is exemplary in that respect, and understand that that's not about you, that's about them, and try to direct them into being into minimizing that behavior.
And then if it doesn't work, you can just get them fired, I guess, because you're their boss. I like what you're saying, Karen, but I do think it's sort of maybe the opposite of what I'm saying. You're like, it's weak. It's weak to talk about my feelings if I'm a boss. I'm
not,
like,
not weak.
That's the misconception.
Well, no, just that it could. It's a power dynamic. Depends what workplace this is.
Do you think they'll bully you more if you're like, that hurt my feelings?
What do you mean? If the boss says that hurt my feelings.
If the boss says that, yeah.
I just think that it's that power dynamic that might increase the bullying from the subordinate.
That's what I was asking. That's what you think?
Yeah.
I reckon if it increases the bullying, then you're all good to just like take them out back with the proverbial workplace shotgun and boom.
No. There's HR to consider here.
Oh my God. I've never. Yeah. See, look, you're asking the guy who's never met an HR representative in his life. I've been HRing. I've been raw dogging the HR since day one of whatever workplace I've been in.
Human remains department.
Whoa. That's like mug humor. You know?
Coffee. That's right. Mug. Okay. If you've got any help for us here, 5395. I'm being bullied by my subordinate at work. How can I get them to respect and accept me? I think it's by example.
Mm.
I really do. And to realize that it's that there's something that's going on in their life.
Example, is it like you set a non-bullying example?
Absolutely.
But you're not bullying them in the first place.
No, but by how you interact with all the other people who you work with.
Yeah. I hope that works for you.
That would be my advice. And I wouldn't really worry so much about them, because I would just be seeing what they're contributing to whatever workplace this is, and whether their work is... Because sometimes that people whose work is really great, and if you're in a creative industry or whatever, you want to keep them on, but you've just got to temper them a little bit.
Where are you picturing these two people?
I don't know.
Where did it pop in? Like, as we keep returning to them, where are you picturing them?
A creative industry, maybe?
I reckon two dudes on an oil rig.
Oh, really? Okay. All right. What do you reckon? 5395. And this text says there's no point to life. But does there have to be? Can life not just be for the sake of being? Does everything really need a point before it's considered important?
That's a really good point. I would just say don't get caught up in... I think that's a positive way to put it, but a lot of people sort of miss the turn off there into nihilism when they say that there's no point. So I agree with you.
Depression is a very real thing, obviously.
Yeah, it's so weird how you know, your internal chemistry, your experiences, everything internal can just be everything. That is a stupid way to put it. I'm sorry, but you know what I mean. It is fascinating and intense. I used to worry about it. I'm not worried too much right now about the meaning of life. So I hope I can pull out a hook of knowledge for you. It's me reaching down. But till then, the text, that was a good text.
Well, this text says the answer is clear. The boss needs to bully them back.
That is the third option, the nuclear option. Yeah, break the glass.
No.
It wouldn't work if you were on the same power level as each other, but since you are their boss, maybe you could bully them into submission.
What does bullying entail, you know, really? What is this person...
I think it's like you have to... In those situations, it comes down to how the person who's being bullied feels.
Yeah, like, well, they've got imposter syndrome, that modern term.
Mm. Yeah.
They're not secure in their own position.
Yeah, I suppose if you're feeling insecure at work, more things could feel like bullying than necessarily were meant to be bullying. And that's the thing that we came to at the start. I'm like, you don't have to necessarily be actively in your head bullying somebody for them to feel like they're being bullied. And either way, even if the word isn't appropriate, there's still something that needs to be sorted out there. Eh?
Dear friend, I got a problem.
Okay, more medical matters. I don't think you'll know the answer to this. And I'm sorry for whoever...
It hasn't stopped us in the past.
Whoever sent this in. I don't think we can answer this, but, you know, and forget any, you know, medical advice, more air quotes. Although I am lactose intolerant, I really enjoy milky boba tea. Is that a thing?
It is.
And ice cream. Milky boba tea and ice cream. How can I indulge or satisfy these cravings without getting tummy troubles?
So I think if you're in a safe space and you have somebody with you to make sure that you're safe, you could just trip. I'm just kidding. So if you're lactose intolerant and you really want ice cream, Magnum and Duck Island actually both have lactose-free ice cream. Is it called lactose-free, dairy-free?
Yeah.
But those are really good options. I get those for my pals when they need them.
Lactose is the sugar, isn't it, in milk products?
It is. As a sidebar, if you're lactose intolerant, can you still drink breast milk?
Oh.
Sidebar. I'm not saying this is the option. I'm just thinking out loud here.
What do you mean? As
milk,
a baby.
Milk from the human cow, is that going to make you, is that going to trigger your lactose intolerance? Or is that purely because we're going cross, not cultural, cross species with the milk consumption? Is that why lactose intolerant people are lactose intolerant?
No medical advice. Don't know the answer to that.
Yeah. Don't start up a cottage industry of human milk boba tea. That's what we're saying not to do.
On this particular subject, though, I see that there's a real pushback against oat milk and almond milk and plant-based milks at the moment. And because of
Because they're woke.
No. Because of the emulsifiers that are in them and could cause... tummy troubles due to the thickeners and emulsifiers that they use in them.
Oh, well, they seem so good. I think almond milk is super watery anyway, but I love
so
it.
So horrible, and oat milk.
I'm kind of.
It's like having porridge, watery porridge.
If you I think it's an acclimatization thing as well. I'm reading this book about climbing Mount Everest, and to get to the summit, they have to take these round trips slowly higher and higher up the mountain to acclimatize to the lack of oxygen. And I haven't had cow milk, teat milk in a while, and I've been drinking your horrible watery milks, as you put them.
No, it just tastes like porridge without the porridge.
I went back to the cow milk the other day, and it was very strong.
Ooh,
it was almost a bit too much. Mm. So I think if you acclimatize yourself, that's a good cow, Karen. That's a good one.
Righto. So we can't really answer that.
We just answered it.
We sort of did.
Magnum, okay. Dark Island.
Oh yeah,
human
the ones
milk.
That are lactose. You want the the milky boba tea and the
Boba tea. I don't know if I can help you with, but the boba itself is what you want from those milky teas
and ice cream.
Or maybe it's the milk.
Ice cream has got so much saturated fat in it. I do know that.
Saturated fat. That's some 80s dietary references, eh?
No, that's a modern day dietary reference.
Is that bad for you?
That doesn't actually, that doesn't come from an error. It's actually a thing. Okay. This is about HR stuff. I've done some HR stuff. This is a tech, sorry. I've done some HR stuff. The boss needs to have a one-to-one meeting and state that their behaviour is unacceptable because it could be construed as bullying and disrespectful, and to state what the outcomes will be, for example, a formal warning if they don't alter their behaviour. Whoa.
That sounds even harder for a boss. That's obviously great advice, or at least a very detailed, good, great description of what would happen there. But I reckon if I was a boss, that would make me even more reticent to admit that I was feeling bullied, because it's like you've got to pull this big trigger. But that's how HR works. It's interesting.
Yeah, it's a big trigger, all right. like pulling it. That's the way that you would go in a corporate environment.
Yeah, and
this might not be that.
Mm.
But still, it is. Yeah, so to get that foundation of respect, I guess.
Yeah,
right,
I suppose that's sort of like a scaffolding or a stand-in for the conversation. It really does speak to the conversation you should be having anyway.
Right, and I've got one more for you. I've just got to find it. It's buried somewhere in the earlier texts. One moment, please, and I shall find it for you.